Very pleased to welcome to WBFO this morning, Steve Case. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. Good to be with you, Jay.
Steve, understand that you're bringing your Rise of the Rest bus tour to Western New York. Give us an outline of what this initiative is all about.
It's really shining a spotlight on the great entrepreneurs all over the country that are building, you know, great companies, great startups. All the attention seems to be on places like Silicon Valley, but places like Buffalo also have a thriving startup community. We want to better understand what's happening there and showcase, really spotlight what's happening there with the hope that, you know, media and investors all over the country will start paying attention to the great companies being built by great entrepreneurs in great places like Buffalo.
Of course, you have experience all over the country, but do communities have different DNA when it comes to startups, that entrepreneurial spirit? Do you see it differently in different regions of the country?
Yeah, it's a little bit different. We visited a couple dozen cities so far all over the country, different regions of the country, and there's some things that are similar and there's some things that are different. And the thing that's similar is people recognize that the real job creation is coming from these young companies that are starting small, and some of them end up being successful and getting quite big. So if you want to have a thriving community, you know, 10, 20 years from now, you've got to bet on the entrepreneurs today. And
is there a city that maybe stands out that surprised you a little bit by its level of spirit in this regard?
Well, two so far we visited in the past year or so. One was Detroit and the other was New Orleans. And both actually were inspirational because they both are fighting their way back from some difficult situations. Obviously, Detroit went bankrupt a few years ago. But if you look back 75 years ago, in some ways it was Silicon Valley. It was the most vibrant entrepreneurial city in the country because the car was the hot technology of the day. And the other, New Orleans, obviously a decade ago, was really hammered by Katrina. A lot of people left. A lot of neighborhoods were destroyed. But the cities rallied together and trying to rebuild a stronger, more vibrant New Orleans. And what's happening in the startup sector there, things like educational software companies kind of reinvented their school system over the last decade, attracted a lot of young teachers to come to New Orleans. Many are staying and now building the startups that are, you know, creating interesting ed tech products and services.
Here in Buffalo, we're enjoying a little bit of our own type of renaissance after really decades of decline economically. A lot of that has been sparked, though, by a certain level of public sector investment, tax incentives and things along those lines. What do you think about that?
No, I think it's helpful. What we've seen in different communities around the country is when all the different folks come together, you know, folks from the government, from the, you know, big businesses, from universities, all rallying around the, you know, younger entrepreneurs building these startups, that's really when you start seeing the momentum. So I think there is a role for the government to play.
And then finally, Steve, I cannot let you go without just a little discussion about your personal, or I should say actually professional history. And in some ways, I feel like I'm going back to the days of the cooling of the earth, because it was such a momentous time when AOL began. And can you maybe reflect on the spirit of that time?
Well, it's been a great journey, and my hope with Rise of the Rest is we can help other entrepreneurs have similar, you know, journeys. When we started AOL, it was actually 30 years ago this summer, only 3% of people were online in this country, 3%, and those 3% were only online about an hour a week. So when we said we wanted to get America online, we were dead serious, and in reality, it took us more than a decade before we finally got traction. It was a tough decade. There were a lot of, you know, a lot of struggles. We almost didn't make it. Started with a big idea, but we're a little company, just a couple dozen employees, not much capital. And eventually it was, you know, grew to the point where it actually was the best performing stock of the 1990s, and we had 10,000 employees, and it helped lift up the D.C., Northern Virginia area. That's the kind of thing we're trying to do with the Rise of the Rest. What other entrepreneurs are in places like Buffalo who have some of those ideas?
Steve Case, a real pleasure, and thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you very much.